Does it mean a civilizational catastrophe? Everything that classical civilization had represented, everything that it had been, everything that it stood for, vanished? Well, that's absurd on its face. We know perfectly well all those things didn't vanish. The collapse of a political regime, the institutional regime of the Roman Empire. Well, you know, we saw a few weeks ago, a few lectures ago, that the Roman Republic changed into the Roman Empire. And we don't see signs of civilizational catastrophe there. We don't really talk very much about the fall of the Roman Republic, or even if we do, we don't invest that with the kind of significance that the fall of the Roman Empire has always held. So if we're talking about the change of a political regime, how important is that? How consequential is that? What's that mean? Might we be talking about a change in the basic conditions of life for the great mass of people? One of the very interesting things I think we can say with some confidence about this period of transition, this period of late antiquity, is that if later scholars have discerned momentous changes in this period, most of the ordinary people, 90% of the population, 95% of the population who lived through this period would not really have noticed that there were these grand changes. All right? So what we're going to do in this lecture, as we begin this process of trying to understand this transformation of the Roman world, is begin by looking closely at selected aspects in the history of the Roman regime itself. So we're going to start with the Roman Empire as a political entity, as an institutional entity, as a legal entity. Indeed, that Pax Romana, that Augustan Principate that we talked about in a lecture, I think two lectures back, or perhaps three lectures back. Now, to understand the change of the Roman regime, we must begin in what is commonly called the crisis of the third century. All right. When we talked about the Pax Romana, you may recall that we talked about the period from the Battle of Actium, when Octavian, to become Augustus Caesar, triumphed over his foes in the year 31 BC, and down to the death of Marcus Aurelius in 180 AD. Pax Romana, that's the period. The crisis of the third century, in a sense, the third century being rather notional, is thought to run in a way from the death of Marcus Aurelius in 180 until the advent of the emperor Diocletian in 284 AD. About Diocletian, much more in just a few minutes. So this is the period that scholars have identified as having been marked by crisis. This is sort of the third century that we're talking about. This crisis had three or four basic components. Four, actually. In the first place, the Roman world experienced, we could actually say one long period of civil war, or a whole long succession of little civil wars, of usurpations, of violent transfers of power. The army made and unmade emperors with disconcerting regularity. What we can say here, I think, is that the contradiction implicit in the Principate had come home to roost. That is, remember that we talked about the Principate as a military dictatorship masquerading as a magistracy. And we noticed as well, or we let Tacitus help us notice, that the army was really the power behind the throne, even in the first and second centuries AD, even in the Pax Romana. Well, what happened in the third century was that the balance tipped in a way to military power and away from civilian magistracy, and the armies began less to see themselves as in the service of the Roman state than in the service of their generals, who might, if they were to become emperor, enrich them and help them in various ways. There is an eerie parallel here between the role of the military establishment in the third century and the role of the military establishment in the first century BC in the last days of, or the last decades perhaps, of the Roman Republic. Now, second, the empire, remember we mentioned, had ceased expanding in the time of the Emperor Trajan. He brought in the province of Dacia, roughly Romania, and then Rome ceased expanding. During the course of the third century, the Roman Empire began shrinking. In the east, in Mesopotamia, and in the north, along the Danube and the Rhine frontiers, the Romans now began to face determined foes who struck at the empire, who struck at its long frontiers, unpredictably in this place, and then in that place, and then in another place. And this called for new kinds of military responses, in a period, as I just mentioned, of acute military difficulties anyway. And it also changed in a way the Roman psyche. From a state that had been expanding, or at any rate a state that had been stable, now the Roman state was in a way put on a defensive posture. This changed things pretty dramatically. In the third place,